This is HPR episode 1840 entitled, Running External Commands in Kate. It is hosted by Ken Forlan and is about 4 minutes long. The summary is, using the text filter option in the Kate text editor.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and today I want to give you a quick tip about the Kate text editor, so K-A-T-E, Kilo Alpha Tango Echo. It is a text editor that comes with KDE. I'm not 100% sure if it's the default, but it's definitely one that I install pretty much in every computer. It doesn't seem to text them that much. It's a kind of lightweight enough text editor, but it has a few things that for me makes it absolutely fantastic, and one of those is the ability to do it can do search and replace. For example, you go control R, find replace, and at the bottom it's got replace words or plain text, so slash n would replace anything with slash n. Escape sequences would replace slash n with a we'll treat that as a new line, and you can do regular expressions, but that's not actually what I want to talk to you about today. There is, if you go into tools, if you actually hold down control and the backslash key, it pops up the text filter option. And what that will allow you to do is enter commands on the highlighted text. So if you've highlighted a series of lines and you want it sorted, so you can press control and backslash and type sort, and it will sort that list for you within the text editor. That mightn't be that interesting to you, but what you basically can do is then use Zdoc and grep and other programs within your text, within the text file that you're working on, and that is actually really rather awesome. So if I'm looking down my history here, I have awk space dash capital F quote forward slash quote space quote open squiggly bracket print space $3 close squiggly bracket single quote again. And what that one does is it will print out the third line of a column. So this is handy if you open up a text file, a log file or something, and you then can grep for the word error, for error, E-R-R-O-R, for instance, and then you determine what the format is, and you're only interested in finding the identifiers, and that's in column 3, so then you can run awk on it, and it's just handier than having to save it out and then, you know, build your pipeline. This is kind of an easy way to do it. It also, though, with that option, you have the option to merge standard output and standard error, or you have the option to copy the results so it goes into your keyboard and or into your clipboard and is available for other stuff. So to enable that, sometimes it gets disabled from time to time after an update, and I struggle to find out where it is. So the reason I'm doing this show is so I will know that I've done a show about it, and I can go back and find out where to turn it back on. And how you turn it back on is settings and configure Kate, and then go into under applications plugins, and the plugin you need to re-enable is text filter, and the comment is easy text filtering. There are also other things that you can turn on for plugins. There's plugins and extensions. I'm not 100% sure what the difference between the two is. One is an application component and the other is an editor component, but I'm sure it makes sense to the guys. Another one I use from time to time is XML validation, but to be honest, I prefer to do that, you know, straight on the command line. So that's a small tip, text filtering in your text editor. If your text editor of choice does something similar to this, and if you know you've known about this for years, feel free to record a show, because it mightn't be obvious to everybody how to enable it in their show. Anyway, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.